Begin the current daf, Maseches Megillah daf Yudches. Begin on the top line of the Amud, but the Gemara continues in the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnayos of this parak, which discusses primarily the laws of tziruf and of combinations of different things as they apply to something that's prohibited. So the Mishnah says, Ha'arlo v'kla ha'kerem, regarding arlo, which is the fruits of a tree in the first 3 years, which are forbidden for consumption and to have benefit, v'kla ha'kerem, and there's also a forbidden mixture in a vineyard, which is if you plant in a vineyard something else that's planted together, which is not supposed to be. So mitzdar from zemzeh, they combine, similar as the Gemara had said in the previous daf regarding pigul and nicer, although the Mishnah said that they don't combine, the Gemara had qualified that's only regarding tumas yadayim. However, regarding the consumption, we said that they're going to be forbidden. So to over here, arla and klai hakerem are also going to be in the general category of things that are prohibited plantations of mixture of that are planted are forbidden. They're going to combine for someone to violate the iser of the of having benefit from the arla and the klai hakerem. Rabbi Shimon Ami says no emet starf and they do not combine. Now this halacha, the Gemara asks, "Umitzar Reb Shimon letzruvi?" Does Reb Shimon require combination to say that they don't combine? But for time to learn the Braisa, Reb Shimon, he says, "Kol shehu lamakas." If someone eats even just a minute amount from any one of these, from arul klai kerem, he has violated negative prohibition and he's going to get lashes. So he's saying it doesn't combine. What would he even need combination for? If one violates even less than the measurement of a shear. So says the Gemara, right, Tani, amend the reading of the Mishnah, not that when he says ein mitzarf and it doesn't, it means ein tzrich mitzarf. He holds to the contrary, it doesn't need to be combined because he actually holds, even just a minute amount, one would already get the lashes for violating this iser of arlo klai hakerem. Now the Gemara continues with the final Mishnah of our parak, continuing this theme regarding combinations. Says the Mishnah habeged, regarding a garment, which has the halachas of tumah regarding it when it's 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths, vehasak, together with a sackcloth, which each measurement, because other types of fabrics require different types of measurements regarding its minimum measurement of tumah, its measurement is actually 4 tefachim, hand breadths by 4 tefachim. So those two, or hasak va'er, a sackcloth and a hide of an animal, or the ha'er v'hamapetz, or the hide of an animal and a mat. Kulam mitzdar from zemezeh, says the Mishnah, they all combine one with the other, which as the Mefarash explains, the beged combines with the sackcloth because the sackcloth is lesser than it. It's for its measurements are ba by ba. In other words, each one, as the Mishnah delineates, combines with the one that's the more lenient because it requires a larger measurement to become tame. So too, the sack is mitzarf to the ur, which requires 5 by 5. And the ur is combined to the mappets, which requires 6 by 6, which again is more lenient of the other one. But again, you can't have the lesser one combined with the more severe one. And that's why, says the Mefarash, it says, the beged and the sack and the ur, the omet starf and zemezem, means to say the one with the one less than it. Beged is the most severe, it's 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. Sack is 4 by 4 tefachim, sack is 5 by 5 tefachim, ur is 6 by 6. And it keeps on going, it mappets is 6 by 6, ur is 5 by 5. But each one combines with that which is more severe, more less severe than the other one. And then they could combine one with the other. Now, Amr B'Shimni says, Matam, says, but what's the reason that they do combine? But ultimately, they have different measurements. He says, V'neishen ru'uyin l'tamei b'meishu. He says, no, because ultimately, there is one measurement between them, and that is they could combine for the halacha of Meishav, for the sitting of Azav, which has halacha of Tumas Meishav, and you could take from, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, you could take from each one of these types of fabrics and create this garment for Meishav, which is going to be the same measurement. Therefore, they could combine. As the Gemara says, Tanu Lo'in Abraisa, Kitzam Akulam. If someone cuts from all one of these fabrics we described in the Mishnah, there's mats, and there's the sack, and there's leather, there's all these different things, he cuts a little bit from them, from all that we mentioned in the Mishnah. And he goes, and the Girsa takes out the word Shleisha, because it repeats it shortly, V'asim hen beget, and he makes a garment out of it. So if it's lemishkav, if it's, in other words, he's having in mind that he's combining all these fabrics for the purposes of laying down in it. For example, like he's stitching a blanket. So if there is in that garment the combined measurement of shleishav, 3 by 3 tefachim, since that's fit to make a patch for the torn blanket, so it's going to contaminate with the laws of mishkav, and again, therefore, we see that they do combine together to create this tumas of mishkav. Or let's say he has in mind lemoishav, where he wants to make a cloth, a patch for a garment, which is for sitting purposes. So if that garment has a tefach, by a tefach, so it's going to have the tumah of moishav zav. If the zav who has a tumah sits down, and it's going to have that tumah. So that we see they combine. And so too says the Braisa even more, l'achiza. So let's say he has in mind that he wants to make this for holding on to, so then it's going to contaminate, even if it's kosher, even if it's just a minute amount. And that's, again, we say we could combine all these clauses together. Says the Gemara, to clarify this last halacha, the Braisa, my l'achiza, what does it mean to hold on? That's even just a minute amount. So it's not the sitting or laying, like we said. So Amar Shlokesh and Rebbeyan, he says, shekein oimid l'navla, where it's fit for someone who's weaving garment. Meaning when he's smoothing out the warp of the thread that he's weaving with. So sometimes he has to use bran or something else to strengthen it. So that could hurt him when he's doing that procedure. So he wraps a garment that's just a small a size on his fingers to protect him that it doesn't cut himself from the thread. And that's what it means that it's standing for the weaving when he wraps it on his fingers when he's weaving, that when he's smoothing out the threads that he shouldn't get hurt. That's one interpretation. The Masnitatan, and the Bryce we learned, since it's fit for those that when they cut the figs, the dried figs, so they wrap a garment, a small size of a cloth on their hands, that the honey from the figs shouldn't moisten their hands, so therefore it's considered distinct enough to receive Tumah. And that's what we're saying, that since again that these garments, all these different fabrics could combine for this thing of, let's say, Meshav, like Reb Shimon said, therefore he says that's a reason why they could combine. Hanlach Kachem Mizbech, which shall return to the fourth parak, Mesechta Megillah parak Kachem Mizbech, which again spoke about primarily, as we learned, Tzirufim, combining or not combining different things. And with that, we continue with the fifth parak, parak Hanenem Menahektish, which continues on the theme of this Mesechta regarding the laws of Megillah, specifically qualifying what it constitutes an act of Megillah, a misappropriation from Hektish. Says the Mishnah, Hanenem and a Hektish. If someone has benefit from Hektish, Shava Pruta, the lowest denomination of currency or value, the worth of a Pruta. So Afa Pishle Pogam, even if he didn't create a deficiency, didn't ruin the item that he was benefiting from, well, he has misappropriated, that's the Rebbe Ki, which the assumption of the Gemara initially is that it's talking about whether it's something that normally does become deficient when you use it, or if it doesn't. Either way, Rebbe Kiva seems to be saying, once you have benefit from the value of a Shava Pruta, he's committed Me'ilah. They differentiate. They say as follows: Kol davar sheyesh bo pagam, anything that's normal for it to become deficient when you use it, so leimol ad sheyifkim. So it's not considered me'ilah, misappropriating from hektish, until you've created that deficiency in that item of hektish. But for sheyim bo pagam, if it's not something that becomes deficient, so kibin shenen demol, once a person has a benefit, like we said of a shava pruta, is committed me'ilah. So says the Mishnah Ketzad, how do you have a thing which doesn't have pagam in it? So the Mishnah says, for example, nasna katla, if a woman puts a necklace of gold from Hektish, Bitzavara, on her neck, or Tabas B'yada, or a ring on her hand, or Shasa B'keshel Zav, if she drinks from a cup made out of gold of Hektish. All these different things, they don't generally become deficient in its regular utility. So rather, over there, Kibin Shenendo, once she has benefit from it, the value of a Pruta, Samal, so then there has been already, there has been committed an act of Me'ilah. Now, how does one qualify that there was a benefit of a Shava Pruta, let's say, wearing the jewelry? So we evaluate, how much would a woman want to give that someone should lend her this jewelry to take to a party so that people should say, wow, how beautiful is the jewelry? That, if it's already the benefit of a Shava Pruta, that's already an act of Me'ilah. She has to pay that to Hektish, the benefit of her pleasure that she got from utility from this jewelry. Now, but says the Mishnah, according to the Chacham, anything that does have a deficiency, for example, Lavish B'chalik, if someone's wearing a garment, or custom metallics, he covers himself with a cloak, or bika bakartum, he chops with a hatchet, with an axe. Since those things generally, with its use, does get worn out, does get deficient, so leimol at sheyifkim, there the meal is only going to be when it becomes at least a deficient, at least the value of a pruta. Similarly, what actually, in one item, you'll have both of these categories, says the Mishnah, hanenem and achata, someone has benefit from a karmachatas, from an animal. So kishichai, when it's alive, loy malat sheyifkim. So then there's no meal until it becomes deficient, because a live animal, then generally when you use it for work, becomes deficient. Kishimisa, when it's dead already, so then there's no more deficiency. So kim and shenen demol, once one has the benefit of at least of a shava pruta, the person has committed the act of meal. Now regarding the machlekes in our Mishnah, Tanu lena b'risa, to qualify that meider b'kiva l'chacham, b'kiva actually agrees to the sages, b'davish shesh b'begam, regarding something that has deficiency. What did the Chacham say in that case? That you're not going to have Me'ilah unless there was a deficiency. Because there you're not going to go based on just having benefit, but rather based on the deficiency. So therefore the Gemara asks, if Rebbe Akiva agrees to Rabbanan, by something that has a Begam, that the Me'ilah is only when you create a Begam. So it's obvious that in the opening Halacha of our Mishnah, Rebbe Akiva said that once you have benefit, then you have already committed Me'ilah, is by something that there is no Begam. Because he agrees by Begam that it's only when you have a Begam. So if that's the case, that's the same thing as Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, when there's not something that has begun, the Me'ilah is when you have a no. So therefore, has to come up. But Ma'akim Mifkah, so then what's the Machlagis in our Mishnah? So Amar Rav, he says it's a specific case. It's B'levush Mitzia, either like in the middle garment, which is, it's not a garment that is wearing totally on the outside, because something that one wears totally on the outside, that gets deficient right away. It gets ruined, it gets dirty, it gets affected by the elements on the outside. And neither is it the garment that is his undergarment that is wearing totally on his flesh, because that also gets ruined right away because it gets sweaty and dirty from his body. Rather, we're talking about a garment that's worn in between the outer garment and the inner garment, where that doesn't become deficient until a greater amount of time, similar to how many people's tzitzis is, which is between this outer garment and this inner garment. Or umalmala, which is a garment made out of linen that's very thin and it's very expensive. A person only wears it once or twice a year, and he protects it that it shouldn't get ruined, and therefore it doesn't become deficient until a great amount of time. That, says the Gemara, is what the cases are, the machlekes between the Kiva and the Chum and our Mishnah. Kiva held, since these are things that don't generally become deficient right away, so though that they become deficient ultimately at a later point in time, since they're not really becoming deficient right now, they're qualified as something that she'ein bo pagam, that don't have deficiency, and that's why he says this blanket statement in the Mishnah, that me'ilah is immediately, once one has benefit from it, the value of a pruta, even though it did not become deficient. Rabban, who add on, oh no, it's only something that has begam, they hold that since ultimately it does have a begam, at some point in time, the meal is only going to be ultimately when there is a deficiency, at least in the value of a pruta. Now, Tanabon, one of the braisa that will clarify the halacha of our Mishnah and future Mishnah is regarding the qualification of what's considered an act of me'ilah. So we learn in the braisa Tanabon, which quotes the pieces of the pasuk in the Yikra Perakei Pasuk Tazvav that talks about this halacha of me'ilah. It says over there in the whole pasuk, Nefesh kisimul ma'al, if a person's going to misappropriate, b'chata, b'shgaga, mikacha, Hashem, and in the act of error, he's going to sin from the holy things of Hashem, and he uses it misappropriates. So, v'hevias Hashem el Hashem, he has to bring his guilt to Hashem, ayol tam and atzayin, be'erkecha kesef shkalim, b'shekel ha'kodesh l'Hashem, he has to bring unblemished ram from the flock, which is from the value of the shkalim, to pay for this Hashem that he has to bring. So the braisa goes to the first word of the pasuk. Nefesh says a soul, which is said in the singular. So this pasuk is said in the context of the halacha of the me'ila. Says the brisa that refers to echad yachad, whether regular individual, echad nasi, whether the king, echad mashiach, whether the kohen gadol, they're all individuals. Although in different contexts we find that they have different halachas regarding karbanas, here they're all going to have the same halacha because they're all considered nefesh. Moreover, continues the pasuk as the brisa quotes, kisim al mal, if he's going to misappropriate a misappropriation. Now ein mal elishinu me'ila. It connotes a deviation, a change. How do we know? There's a says a pasuk in Bamidbar. Ish, kisista ishta. If any man's going to have that, his wife is going to stray. Umala boy mal is going to commit an act of misappropriation, a meila, which is a change where instead of being with her husband, she's with another man. So to Tuvaim it says a pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph that the Jewish people switched themselves from Hashem to idols, to idolatry. Says v'yimalu, and they committed act of meila be'lehez gutin to medvez avisehem, the god of their fathers. V'yizno achrei balam, and they strayed after the avodah zarah called the baal. So you see, it refers to an act of change, which is essentially what meila is: taking something from hektish and using it for something else. Now says the brisa, so yochel, you would think that okay, meila would be even if pogam v'leinena, if someone created an act of deficiency in the item of hektish, but he didn't have benefit from it. For example, if let's say which we have in, let's say, the fact of doing like a Avodah Zarah is the same thing. We're saying, oh, Me'ila, you see, in the context of Avodah Kachavim. There, it's a change, but no benefit. When a Jew changes to Avodah Zarah, he's changing, but he's not getting any benefit. So if, let's say, someone tears a garment of Hekdesh, where he didn't have any benefit, but he was Pagam. Oh, if, let's say, there is Me'ila, you would think, when there is Nen of Eloi Pagam, when there's benefit, but there's no deficiency, which is essentially the case that we find, as we found the precedent Me'ila by Saita. Where there's pleasure, but there's no deficiency because she was already deficient already beforehand. She was already bu'ula beforehand because to be included in the halacha of Saita, the woman had to have already had bi'ah with her husband. So, and still there's me'ila, so you would think the same thing would be for me'ila, that you could have benefit even without pigim, without creating deficiency. Or you would think that it would be mechubala karka, that me'ila would be something that's attached to the ground. For example, let's say a tree of hektish that's attached to the ground and someone uses it, one would think that would be committing an act of me'ila. Or b'shlich shas shlich husay, or regarding when the agent does the agency of the messenger of the owner, you would think that the shliach would be committing the act of me'ila, as if when he does it by himself, So Tamalema, that's what we learn out all these halachas from the following drasha. It says over there in Me'ilah v'chata, in that same pasuk that we're quoting, and that he sinned. Now, Nema chet b'truma, it says chet by truma v'leisisul of chet, one should not commit an act of a sin by consumption of truma, whether it be a kohen who's tamei to eat the truma or a non-kohen eating the truma. V'nema chet b'me'ilah, it says chet by me'ilah. So we make the following gzeirah shavah. Ma chet ama b'truma, just like when it says sin by truma. Poigim v'nena, there, since it says kiyechel, it's talking about regarding someone who does a forbidden act of eating by the truma, where it's not possible to have the eating without creating a deficiency, that he's creating a loss in the truma. So it's the same act, it's creating a deficiency, v'nena, and he's having benefit. Moreover, umisha pagim nena, the one who committed the pagima, he himself, that was pagim the truma, he himself is having the benefit from it when he's eating from it. And with davisha poigim, it's also in the thing that he did the pegima in that he created deficiency. By then, in that thing itself, he's having the benefit from when one eats something. In the thing that is creating the pegima is where you're having the benefit, and not that the benefit is coming from somewhere else. Upegimase banasi ke'achad, and also the deficiency and the pleasure is happening at the same time. Like we say that hanasei beuri shava, when one eats up something that he's not supposed to, the pleasure and the getting rid of it is happening at the same time. Or moreover, ubetalish menakarka. Truma only applies when it's already detached from the ground. Like the pasuk says, "Reishis degancha," which we expound means the idgan, which means that it has to have already turned into a pile of grain, which is detached from the ground. Ubishlich shaschlichusay. Moreover, an agent is considering doing the act of his agency of the one who sent him, because the halacha is when someone takes truma with the consent of the owner, it's considered truma, where it's like as if the owner himself is doing it. So afchet ama b'meila, so to all these halachas can apply by the laws of me'ila. Paigim benena, if someone creates a deficiency and he has pleasure, then there's me'ila. But if, let's say, there's only deficiency and there's no pleasure, like if he just tore a piece of silk of hektish, or to the contrary, if he wore the garment, which he had benefit, but there wasn't any deficiency, then that wouldn't be considered an act of me'ila. Also, umisha pagim nena has to be the one who created deficiency has the benefit. It has to be in the thing that the deficiency was created, that's where he had the benefit. And also the deficiency and the pleasure has to happen as one, which would exclude if, let's say, the deficiency was now a pruta, and he had a benefit tomorrow of a pruta, which the pigim and the hana not happening at the same time, that wouldn't be qualified as meila. And the betalish from the karka has to be something that's detached from the ground. And also regarding the agent is doing his agency of the owner, it's considered like the owner did it, like we said by Truma, which the Truma is considered as if the owner separated the Truma. Here it's like the owner committed the act of Me'ila. Now that would exclude, obviously, if the agent didn't do Shlichus, or rather he did it on his own, then the owner wouldn't be considered having done the act of Me'ila, but rather the person himself. When he's doing the agency, it's like the owner is the one who committed the act of Me'ila. Now, continues the Braisa. Now, Einli Ela Eichelin. The Girsa says, taking out the Vav, thus putting the comment over here, I would only know that the halacha applies to eating. Like we said, because we said, where do we know these halachas are me'ila from? Chet chet, from truma. Now, by the laws of truma, the whole context over there, like the pasuk says, v'ish ki yechel kodesh b'shgag, is talking about the act of eating. So I would only know me'ila applies to eating. But nen b'dav v'shem b'pagami nine, how do I know the halacha applies to having any benefit from something that's not creating a deficiency? Or achilasai v'achilas chaveroi. Or moreover, let's say he's eating and his friend is eating. For example, let's say we're talking about one person, because we said that it has to be one person who's doing this. But let's say one person took something worth a prut of a hektish. He eats half and his friend eats half. Or haniyasav anos chaveri. Or he has benefit from half the measurement and he gives to his friend has benefit from the other half. Or hanaasav echilis chaveri. Or if, let's say, he has benefit, half, and his friend eats the other half. For example, let's say he smears from the oil of hektish a chatzi prut and his friend goes and eats the other half. Or the opposite, or he eats half and his friend has benefit from the other half, which he would not talk about anything that's related to begam. Rather, we're talking about the act of consumption, and therefore we're going to say it's going to combine. Because we said that poigim and hanod don't combine if they're happening at the same time. He would tell me, no, we're talking about that. No begam. We're talking about that regarding the act of consumption, that it's going to combine. How do we know from start from Zem Zed that they could combine one with the other? Afilas Mamarubi, even at a great amount of time. For example, if let's say this one eats half the measurement in the morning and this one eats the other half in the evening. Minayin, how do you know that they're going to combine and that the one who's having the benefit is going to be liable? Tamalem is Timol Mal. That's what it says. It's secondary terminology, Timol Mal, which is inclusionary terminology. It's same become welcome in all situations, even if it's not the same person eating it. But again, one person's having the benefit. He's eating half, his friend's eating half, or his friend's having benefit the other half, and even if it's one was in the morning, one was in later on the day, still it's going to be considered a tziruf to be liable for the laws of Mi'ilah. Now, similarly, which is a great discussion, Mefarshim exactly how to qualify the necessity of these teachings, but similarly, imachet amah b'truma. So you would think, okay, but if we're comparing, learning out the laws of Mi'ilah from Truma, like it says the same word of chet, so I would say, li tziruf shtei achilas ke'achad, that you don't combine two acts of eating as one. Rather, it has to be one act of eating of a kezayis, like it says by Truma. It says, ish ki yoichal kaidish, that says by Truma, eating has to be an act of kezayis at one time. So I would think also when it says chet by me'ilah, you wouldn't combine two acts of eating as one. The thing is, however, but we know that two acts of eating do combine as one. So minayin, where do we know that you say that in contrast to truma the me'ilah, there will be a liability that if achal hayayim, if let's say someone eats today half of the measurement, va'achal lamachar, and tomorrow eats the other half of the shear, which are two acts of eating, and va'fil is mamarubi, even at a greater amount of time, that one is going to be liable. Which, as the Mefarish points out, that's the difference what's being added on from this price, meaning from this that we said that we didn't just say in the previous statement, where before, when we were saying Zman Merubah, was talking about the same day. Just there was one act of eating in the morning, one in the afternoon. Here, it's even 2 or 3 days later. That's what says Achal Hayayim Achal Amachar, which is even a different day. And Zman Merubah is even, let's say, 2 or 3 days later. How do we know that there will be a liability in contrast to Truma by Me'ilah? Time alone, Timamal Mikamakam, it says again, Timamal, whatever the type of meal, it will be liable, even the way we just described it. Moreover, it continues, Ima Chet Amah Betruma. So you think again, since it says Chet by Truma, where Pigimase Vanosai is either the gear says Ke'echet as one, or as the Mefarshim changed the gear says to Be'echet as one. So too, as the Shita Mekubetza says in Aizvav, Sa'af Chet Amah B'Me'ila, Chulu. So too, you would think also, just like it says Chet by Truma, so too it says Chet by Me'ila, should also be that only it's going to be if Pigimase Vanase is Be'echad. That says the Braisa, Me'nayin La'achilasa V'chilis Chaver. How do we know that? No, it doesn't have to be with one. How do we know that even his eating and his friend's eating? Va'fil, and even if he doesn't complete the measurement of his eating, Mikan V'chalashan Me'nayin, even if it's from here, and even 3 years later, that's going to complete and supplement the measurement of the liability of Me'ilah. Even 3 years later, how would we know that there's going to be a liability in contrast to Truma? Tamalem, Timamal, as it says, Timamal, Mikamakim, whatever the situation is, even as we just described it. Moreover, Ima Chet Amah B'Truma. Again, you would think that since it says Chet by Truma, and so too it says Chet by Me'ilah, it's a tin type of your testament alf, where by Truma, the loch is Achiyotze Min Hekdesh L'Chayel. The liability is only when you remove it from sanctity to mundane. Because when someone eats the Truma, he's taking it from the hekdesh status it was supposed to be, and he's deconsecrating it. He's using it in a profane way. But how do we know, regarding the laws of Me'ilah, that min hekdesh l'kodesh, how do we know that it would even apply taking from one hekdesh to another sanctified element? Kagoyin, for example, lakach, if someone takes from monies of hekdesh, and he acquires kini zavim, he's a zav, and he has to buy a pair of birds for his purification process. Or bikini zavis, or the female version of those pair of birds. Or bikini yaladis, or the woman who gave birth has to bring a pair of birds. The shakal shikla, and he went and he takes the shkolim that he has to give for something else, for the chumas alishka, which every Jew has to give every single year for the new karbanas hatzibra. And he takes those and uses it for his own private karbanas. Or similarly, v'hevi chatasa b'ashamim in a hektish. He purchases karban chatas, or karban ashram, from monies of hektish, which that's from kaidish to kaidish. How do you know that kimin shahaitzi, once he takes it out and he brings it to the courtyard, that mal he has committed me'ilah, that's the Reb Shimon, that would be according to Reb Shimon, that he holds that someone who's liable to bring a karban chatas ashram, he's responsible for its insurance, for its responsibility of being brought, until he brings it to the Azara. Once he brings it to the Azara, that already exempts him from his responsibility. So, therefore, here in this corollary would be, when he takes from Hekaidish to Kaidish, when he brings it to the Azara, he has fulfilled his obligation of, let's say, the Chatzis and the Asham, so that's committing the act of Me'ilah. He already fulfilled his obligation of Chatzis of Asham with these monies of Hekdish that's supposed to go somewhere else. Or Rabbi Hudaimer, where he holds that, no, a person is still Chayv and Achrayis, at Sheyizrik Haddam, until he sprays the blood. So that's in general. So in this context would also be, so once he goes and sprays the blood, so he's fulfilled his obligation, so now he's committed me'ilah because he fulfilled his obligation with monies that were supposed to use for something else of hektish. How do we know that this would be the same thing as using hektish for chulam purposes? Me'nayin, how do you know that that would be committing an act of me'ilah, which again, according to Rabbi Shimon would be when you bring it to the Azara, and according to Behuda would be when you throw the blood? Tamalema Timamal, Mekamakam again, therefore it says Timamal, again, the extra terminology to say that even over here, we're not only that like Truma that you're taking from Kedish to Chayil, Me'ila, the liability would be even taken from Kedish to Kedish if one misappropriates it for something that wasn't earmarked for his own personal purposes, even over there he's going to be Chayiv in the laws of Me'ila.